Europe on Air 2015.
Salome, merhaba, it's me, Tayun.
Hello, you look so different. I have not seen you for ages. Where not you blonde with long legs? Oh, just kidding. I'm really glad to see you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I've just shortened my legs and changed my hair color. How was your trip?
Oh, it was very tired, but I'm still here and alive.
It's your first time in Eskişehir, right?
Yeah, I have never been in Turkey before and I cannot wait for that adventure. I'm looking forward to seeing and smelling something unique and special from this place. You know what? I was sitting in the train and I heard people speaking to many different languages. I was so surprised and got a little bit confused. Like, what's happening? I don't know where I'm going. Am I in Turkey or what? Is this typical for Eskişehir?
Yes, of course. Anadolu University is the fourth biggest university in the world and has a great number of international students. There is a variety of faces and places. I will make you forget time and space dependency and you will fall in love with the city and its people. Pinky promise, you'll feel at home. Oh look, this is Mirek, my colleague from Czech Republic. Let's go meet him and have some tea.
My name is Mirek Slama. I'm from Czech Republic. I'm 22 years old. I study business administration and, for example, my hobbies are football, every kind of sport, and sitting with my friends, talking and have a good time with them.
Why did you decide to come to Eskişehir?
For me it was simple, because before I go here I read about every country in Europe from Erasmus people who was there and their experience. And if I read Turkey, it's something different for me because I want to know something new, because Turkey is far, far away from Czech Republic. So for me, it was clear that I want to go here.
Tell us about your first impression of the city.
When I come to Eskişehir and it was midnight and I go to sleep because we were tired. And after we wake up, we go around the city. And it was like, what is that? Because it's not like in Czech Republic. Every building is pub or restaurant or kebab place or I don't know what, shop. And in Czech Republic it's different. It was like, what? And I remember that first time see traffic in Turkey, it was, oh my God, I will die here, because I go over the street and some car try to hit me, maybe, I don't know. So it was really, really different.
What changed your view of the city?
Now, I used to it. I'm like home. I don't want to go to Czech Republic, and I just starting to thinking about if I can come back to Turkey after Erasmus, and for example work here or something like that. Erasmus here is about 60, 70 Erasmus people. So we are every Monday we meet in Del Mundo together because there is free beer. So we are there and with a lot of Turkish people I know. I live with two Turkish guys and it's really good with them. I know a lot of Turkish guys and a lot of abroad people.
Can you describe Eskişehir in one word?
For me it's adventure. Maybe adventure or wonder. I think that I know everything, but I go and something new for me every second day.
Is there a smell of Eskişehir that reminds you of your own country?
Tea, maybe tea. Czech black tea, it's like Turkish tea, but Turkish is better, of course.
Oh, he's always so funny. I like him a lot. But not in that man-to-man relationship, okay? Do you know where I met him for the first time? I was at Café Del Mundo, where there is a free beer on a Monday for everyone who brings his passport.
Oh, what is that place? It sounds Spanish. I'm quite interested to see it. Let's go. What is the connection between this bar and the international students of Eskişehir?
Anadolu University is so related within the programs like Erasmus, and after around 2006, lots of the European people choose especially Eskişehir for these programs. So at that time they like a first step to know something about the city, and they are our cafes, fortunately like a meeting point for them. So it's going down like together.
Why the name of Café Del Mundo?
After English, Spanish is the common language in the world. That's why we choose the Del Mundo, which means the world, as you know.
How do you let this staff leave its passion for traveling while working?
We are trying to encourage also our staff to just travel in order to understand the world. Depends on how much you travel and to how much you are trying to connect the other cultures. Get rid of your ego or something like that.
Describe Café Del Mundo's personality.
We express ourselves like a traveler's cafe, as we are travelers. So that's why during our travel, we visited the antique markets, flea markets, and we collect the items over there and then take together and put on the walls like a make an authentic and a common world atmosphere for the customers. And when the people who doesn't travel to like an inspiration for them. So that's why. To make it this atmosphere, also we use the international music.
Oh, come on, Tayon. I was so impressed that I forget our meeting at the Faculty of Communication of Anadolu University. We are late. We have to go. Hurry up.
Salome, just calm down. It's not something unusual. We're always late in Turkey.
But it's my first meeting. I really don't want to late.
Okay, alright. We're going to leave in a minute. Oh, after 20 minutes late, we're on time, right? I told you, this is Turkey. We don't need to be punctual all the time. Let's go to the cafeteria, grab a coffee and meet my working group.
I could not believe it. But it's okay, let's go.
My name is Lucy. I'm 21 years old and I'm studying social communication, communication management or journalism, and I'm from Colombia.
What brought you to Eskişehir?
The reason why I came here was because we have a special project between our faculties, and we came together, Colombian people, we came together in summer, and then I decided to come back here. I like this country, especially Eskişehir.
What was your first impression?
I was expecting a different city. I was thinking that was smaller, but it's a good city for living, especially for being a student here. And it's a modern city for me.
Can you describe the smell of Eskişehir?
when I'm going to drink coffee with my friends, for example, and I can smell the coffee, I'm just thinking in my home when my mother is making coffee in Colombia.
If you are a painter and we ask you to paint a city, how would it look like?
I like the river, the part. I will write some bridges. I would like to draw like the people sitting around the river, drinking tea and just enjoying the summer.
Salome, how was the meeting?
It was very interesting. I like it. Oh, and I was given the schedule for today.
Good. What's your next class?
The one with the English professor. I don't remember his name.
Roger Norman. He's a journalist who has traveled around the world. So we can pass by his office and maybe if you're interested, he could tell us some adventurous stories about his experience in Eskişehir and in Turkey in general.
The first thing you saw in Eskişehir.
In those days, compared to what you see now, it was a real backwater. It's a different city that you see now. I think the population has grown enormously. Yeah, there's been a huge amount of building. The cars have multiplied by 10 times at least, I should think. It was a quiet, not very fashionable, even perhaps not very known city at that time.
Your opinion about Turkish education?
You know, I don't think this is the place to sort of examine the virtues of the Turkish educational system, but if you compare this with Western schools, for example, Western European schools, there is less encouragement for students to take an initiative about how they think of their own education and what their own priorities are, what they want to learn, what they want to do, what they're capable of, imaginatively and creatively. So I think that's a disadvantage for them. And maybe it takes a little bit longer for Turkish people to grow out of that. I mean, for example, in my classes here, I have students from Europe and especially from Eastern Europe. And when you put them in the same classroom with the Turkish students, I mean, the Turkish students are an extremely nice bunch. I mean, I get on with them very well. They're always courteous, nice, generous. They're good people. But if you look at the way that they approach the work, when you've got the two kinds of, you know, in the same classroom, they're kind of immature in a way. It's simply because they haven't been given the opportunity to express themselves.
What could be the solution?
Some sort of changes are probably needed, but where they're going to come from, I don't know.
Tayon, I think it's enough study for today. We can do something fun now, right?
Oh well, yeah. Let's check my Facebook events. There's a live concert at Shakespeare Cafe. The band Kree is the best alternative punk rock Turkish band in the world. Do you wanna go?
Yeah, sure.
My friend Tux wants to join us. Oh, here she is. Hi, Tux.
Hey, Tux.
My name is Tux Bayringtevong. I'm from Mongolia, and I'm studying here for 6 years. It's my last year, I hope. And I'm studying journalism.
What brought you to Eskişehir?
I searched in the internet about Anadolu University, and I saw the campus, and I thought, I have to go there. I can tell the campus brought me here.
A smell of Eskişehir that reminds you of your country.
In Mongolia, there's a air is kind of cold, and when I breathe that cold air, it's really nice, refreshing. Also, in Eskişehir's weather is really the same to Mongolian air, Mongolian weather. And when I breathe in here too, I'm really miss my Mongolian hometown.
Imagine that you have to write a song about the city of Eskişehir. How would it sound?
I think it might be more cute and more sweety, lovely music. I think it's not a really hard song. I can say the happy is just for this city.
Now, you are a painter and you have to paint picture of this city. What would be the picture?
I think I would paint the rainbow color. Yeah, it's really colorful. sometimes in one day, Eskişehir's weather is really confusing. In the mornings, it's like summer, in the evenings, it's like winter. And summer and snowing, raining, they're all happens in one day. And I'm saying that four season in one day. And because of I put this one like as a rain, and this is summer, and also the because of colorful, Eskişehir is kind of colorful city. Yes.
So much fun at the concert. This is really the city of international students. Even today, Monday, the beginning of the week, it was one of the best days of my life. The main bar street is like an urban music jungle, where you can find different types of music and people in all ages. Thank you very much for the amazing time.
Well, Salome, you're welcome. You're invited to Eskişehir whenever you want, and bring along all your friends.
Nachwamdis.
Dag.
Adios.
Hoşçakalın.
Duvizdene. Ciao.
Agur.
Au revoir.
Güle güle.
Desvidanya.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Kendinize iyi bakın.
Bye.
Europe on Air 2015.